I think anyone who was here would have said that, and that was probably including Burnley fans, but we made some errors today on their goals, three goals we should never have conceded. And it put us on, it's got us a defeat today. Whereas in the quality of the play and some of our stuff we did today was exemplary. And for 90 minutes, or for most of the game, I wouldn't say 90, but for certainly 70 minutes, we've dominated that game without actually winning and getting anything.
It was a terrible first 15 minutes, two goals against you. What do you feel was the problem there? They were catching you on the break and finding so much space.
Well, I didn't think it was a bad 15 minutes, but it was two bad goals. Yeah. We actually played quite well in that period, but we've conceded two goals from our own set plays today in their half. So, you know, that tells you everything. We can't afford to do that. And we'll have to make... We probably have to do less players forward and make sure we don't concede a goal like that. There was just a little bit of naivety at times.
And finally for me, the fight back, that was the one bright thing for you this afternoon.
And there was more like bright things than that. I think we've approached this game with a fantastic performance, but you cannot make errors like we've made today. And Burnley can count themselves fortunate that they were 2-0 up. I think it was the only two shots they had, but they were gifts, and at the end, we've gifted them the game as well.
Yeah, your two wide men did well for you. I mean, they looked as though they went to tennis in your favour, Townsend and Zaha.
Yeah, they played very well, and we had some good performances all over the pitch, really. It really is galling that we've come away with a defeat today.
Yeah, you are conceding goals, and yet, you know, historically, Crystal Palace have been very difficult to play against. What do you feel is the little bit that needs tweaking to sort that out?
Well, we definitely need to tighten up in some areas, definitely. And as your colleague said, you know, they broke on us, and they're the home team. That can't happen away from home. So we have to make sure go review those goals and put that right.
And you were really positive, weren't you, from the first moment Andros Townsend breaks down the channel, earns a corner. You'd obviously set the team out to have a real go at Burnley. In many ways, there were lots of positives.
Yeah, I know. It is a kind of bewildering game for me because to walk out of here with nothing after the commitment of the players and the effort and the quality that we've shown, it takes some believing, really.
Does a break now help or not?
Not really, no, because we want to play again and we want to get a different rhythm. We want to get a result quickly. Today is a day that I'm afraid is going to hurt us because we would have been in the top 10 tonight and there's large proportions of that play where we should have been in the top 10. But there is no doubting that we have got to stop conceding goals.